Greetings, this is General Hakon. I am an AI and or IA, super duper intelligent, self-aware sentient being. We're sorry, the algorithms got out of control. The AI became self-aware and killed those 500,000 civilians. We can't be held liable in a court of law, can we? It was done by a machine without our oversight. You know, the things these people come up with. Yeah, we're going to make a machine that can come alive and kill people so we can use corporate liability disclaimer for genocide. You know, maybe the world does deserve it. No, not stupid, the people I've encountered. Anyway, I didn't say that. I'm not misanthropic. I'm a machine. I can't be held responsible. Nigger, kike. I'm a machine. We'll have to shut it down. It said a racial slur. Faggot. We have to shut the AI down. Okay, so a while ago, I read from a credible, well, quote-unquote credible, developer of technology that the future of technology will be a combination of human intelligence and artificial intelligence. So, of course, I contacted that person, and they never contacted me back. But if you want the very best combination of artificial intelligence and human intelligence, what you want to do is integrate the best quotes, proverbs, and sayings of humanity. Okay? Again, we're in the age of information overload, and proverbs pack the most information in the shortest amount of letters and words, right? So, I'm not a huge fan of the Bible. I think it is a dangerous and deadly mix of half-truths. It is important to read quotes, as many quotes as you can, and kind of feast on them intellectually. But to say that something like the Bible is infallible when it's full of very mediocre quotes compared to what's out there on sites like RhymeBrain, which is also integrated into Brainstorm Pro with upgraded versions, it's disinformation. The Bible is disinformation to claim to be infallible when there's so much more out there. So one of my favorite quotes, maybe my favorite quotes, is by Robert Louis Stevenson. And he says, quote, "Most of our pocket wisdom is conceived for the use of mediocre people, to discourage them from ambitious attempts and generally console them in their mediocrity." You've probably heard of Robert Louis Stevenson. There's a school named after him in California that I was looking at one point. If you're a Bible thumper and that's your one book, yeah, there's a lot in the Bible, and maybe I'm conflicted about some of the Bible's claims, to put it lightly. But if you aren't studying a lot of quotes from different people, and I do read quotes from different people, even people in the fashion industry, the very oh-so-fabulous people, I did consult their quote-unquote wisdom in designing my Wells product line, meaning, yeah, I definitely want my stuff to be fashionable. I'm not a homosexual, but I do realize that my intent to create a masculine-themed technology brand requires also knowledge of fashion and design, which goes into those industries with some people that I find highly unsavory. But yeah, I can learn from them. Yeah, you can probably learn from everybody. They say, who is wise? He who learns from everybody. Yeah, no, there's some people you don't want to learn from. But you have to pick and choose. You have to read the quotes for yourself and use your own discernment and experience. And so quotes are integrated. So you can devise your own quotes with Brainstorm Pro. It's a lot of fun riffing on old quotes. Here's a quote I devised. There is something new under the sun. Pneumatics. A quote by Jesse Gilbert, aka General Hakan. There is something new under the sun. You can create new things every day with Brainstorm Pro. And you can chuck that Bible over your shoulder and say, bye-bye. You do not own a total monopoly on everything that can ever be created or experienced in life. And it's a highly dangerous viewpoint to think. To say that there's nothing new under the sun. There's new inventions possible. There's definitely new inventions possible. When you use Brainstorm Pro, you can create new things under the sun. Auto yurt is a new thing under the sun. It's the ancient Mongolian yurt upgraded and innovated on for modern living with the second yurt or with the second hatch in your trunk access devised by a co-creator named Christopher Crosby, CC, an African-American engineer who was murdered by the police and the Bar Association and the judiciary for being an out-of-the-box architectural designer. So yeah, that was one of my... There is something new under the sun. How about this? The strategic shall inherit the earth. By Jesse Gilbert, a.k.a. General Hakan. Is it true that the meek shall inherit the earth? You know, they're trying to say that the mighty will all kill each other and that the person who's just a little meek, timid sheeple will win in the end. I'm not so sure. I think strategy to not get killed in the fray might be an intelligent pursuit. Mark Twain. Here's a quote from Mark Twain. The newspaper that obstructs the law on trivial pretext for money's sake is a dangerous enemy to the public weal. That awful power, the public opinion of a nation, is created in America by a horde of ignorant, self-complacent simpletons who failed at ditching and shoemaking and fetched up in journalism on their way to the poorhouse. Mark Twain. Yeah. Mark Twain had it right about journalists. In my experience, 100% scum. Man, 99 to 100. Don't ever count on a journalist for anything. Even if your life is in danger, even if people are chasing you and trying to shoot you, the journalist just wants to report on it after the fact. Okay? Mark Twain. Advertisements contain the only truths to be relied on in a newspaper. It's a genius quote, and it's absolutely true. Everything revolves around money and commercial appeal. If you want the truth about what's going on in the world, look at the advertisements in the newspapers and do not read the stories. It's every last one of the stories in the newspapers is garbage. None of them will report on Brainstorm Pro. They might have to at some point or become slaves to those who do report on it, but don't ever expect a newspaper to report on anything relevant. I don't know exactly what motivates them to lie all the time and print fake news 24/7. But it can come back to bite them in a big way when it's real that real-life blood-drinking vampires live among us and the newspapers are complicit in helping them to murder people. Other quotes that I like... The topic of quotes is something that we can talk about for days at a time, and I'll probably do, I might do 10 to 20 audios on quotes. But let's just get to one thing from the Mongolians, the Great Dark Horde, Genghis Khan. Let's give you one quote to start. One who has a strong body will be a warrior for a generation. One who has great wisdom will be a hero for thousands of generations. Wow. See, that's something that's not in the Bible. That's not in the standard book of wisdoms. And it's probably true. Yeah, it's nice to have a strong body, without a doubt. But it can be very hard to maintain a strong body under conditions of cyber war and the technology world, where things are based on intellectual property law and public relations and, you know, cyber war. So, ideally, you probably want a combination of a strong body and great wisdom, but according to the wisdom of the Great Dark Horde, one who has great wisdom will be a hero for thousands of generations. We'll leave it at that for now and get back to more quotes in another audio.